Tiger fans, are you all in? Then gear up with the Tiger Sports Shop, your go-to source for everything Clemson. From Nike sideline styles to exclusive Lululemon and the best selection of Clemson apparel, we've got you covered 365 days a year. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at tigersports.com. All in, all the time.
Go Tigers!
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Looking to make life simple and save money? Transfer your credit card balance to a Founders credit card and take advantage of their balance transfer rates as low as 2.99% APR. Plus, you'll pay no transfer fees. Now through September 30th, save more and stress less with this limited time offer. Promotional rate expires 6 months from the date of the transaction. Then effective APR of 13.25% to 17.90% will apply. For more details, visit foundersfcu.com/cc. Membership qualification required.
You discovered a collection of sports cards in that old home you inherited or just bought. Where do you go for the best price for this newfound treasure? Jimmy's Cards and Collectibles in Anderson. You can buy your favorite card or sell that newfound collection to Jimmy's. They're the only game in Anderson, so stop by Monday through Saturday, 11 to 7, or Sundays by appointment. Take care of the sports collectible itch. Jimmy's Cards and Collectibles in Anderson. Next to Mama Pins, Jimmy's Cards and Collectibles.
Walt Dibtulit, Road Rage, we are back. I'm rejoined by my friend Jason DeVoe from Pipeline. Jason, good to have you again. Really interesting conversation. I just saw a graphic on ESPN. It's totally unrelated to what we're talking about. Patrick Mahomes is 28th in the NFL in completion percentage.
Nice.
Is that? How about that? 28?
That seems hard to believe,
It does seem hard to believe. He's like at 59%. That's not good. And it might get worse. It might get worse because there's another loser leaves town game in the National Football League, the Chiefs and Ravens this weekend, and an absolute must-have for both those football teams, and it is in Kansas City. I'm not sure that's going to be enough, though. In any case, Jason, back to this conversation, and we haven't yet talked about, I think, the biggest game of the weekend between the two teams who have played nobody. And it's Penn State and Oregon. Obviously a big game, I think, for both sides. Oregon is going to travel to Happy Valley and face a nighttime whiteout. The last five nighttime whiteouts at Penn State have gone really badly for the opponent. This is a different level of opponent, Jason. I'm not sure that I ranked Oregon highly enough in our first go-round. I was in this mix of trying to figure out who to credit for what they've done. You know, I think A&M, you know, you talk about best wins. I think A&M at Notre Dame is still a good win. I mean, I think that's a really good win. I think
it is a good win. I just would, you know, I hesitate just because of Notre Dame's defense is so bad. But yes, it is a good win.
But I would think that element is going to get better for Notre Dame as the season goes along. The real question is going to be this weekend. I think that's the next big challenge to that. And if they handle that test, I think they might win the rest of their games, and that includes USC. I don't know what to make of USC right now. One thing I will say from a USC standpoint is, and this runs contrary to everything that Lincoln Riley has been, but the other night, Jason, they were a running team. They were a run-first football team against Michigan State. And I don't remember saying that very many times about Lincoln Riley. If they have that ingredient, then I think they get much. I still don't know about their defense either, though. I mean, I thought Michigan State had some things and was able to do some things. And so I still wonder about them. But Oregon, I honestly, you know, before the year, I said Dante Moore was one of my dark horse Heisman candidates. I said he'd throw for 4,000 yards. Everybody throws for 4,000 yards in that offense. Bo Nix, Dylan Gabriel, just put the next guy in. But
right.
I actually think that's a discredit to Dante Moore because the more I watch him, the more I think it's possible he's the number one pick in the next draft. I actually think he's that gifted. I really do. I think he's insanely talented. I think we're influenced by what we saw at UCLA. He was a kid. You know, he was a five-star kid. I'm not sure that the recruiting rankings were wrong. He just hadn't simmered enough, Jason. And maybe now he has. Now, he's not faced anything the likes of what he's about to go into.
Right. If he goes into Happy Valley at night in a whiteout and comes away with the victory, I think he shoots maybe, just like you said, just to the top of the NFL draft boards, because that will easily usurp Georgia in my rankings as having the best win of the year. And on the flip side, it's this kind of put up or shut up for Franklin. It's now or never. You have whiteout home, high-ranked opponent. If you somehow don't come away with this victory, I don't know. If not now, when? You know?
Well, you know, look, I'm a little more forgiving of Franklin, and I'll tell you why, okay? And I know that this is sort of the national narrative on Franklin, and I'm not saying that it's completely wrong, but see, my contention would be this. Look, I remember a time period where people were saying Kirby Smart at Georgia was just another Mark Richt, and I said, no, he's going to win national titles there. Just stay tuned.
Yeah.
He's not Mark Richt. I think Franklin inherited a mess. He did not inherit Joe Paterno's Penn State. He inherited a mess, and he has elevated the level of program. It's sort of like what Cristobal has done at Miami. You know, they were also a mess. You know, they made a bunch of bad hires, including Al Golden. And where they fell apart was the line of scrimmage. Miami fell apart at the line of scrimmage. They went eight, a program that used to fund the National Football League, went 8 years without having a round one NFL defensive lineman taken. And I thought Cristobal would be the guy to build it back. And yet people said, you know, well, you know, look, he's an idiot. He made that bonehead decision against Georgia Tech. Every coach does that. The question is,
right,
is he still a great football coach in that he was able to build Miami from the inside out? And whether they finish first or not, the fact that they're standing right up there at first in the map poll shows that he is actually a terrific football coach, and he has done at Miami what no one else has been able to do in a long period of time. And I would suggest the same thing is true for Franklin. Look, if I had children, I would not want Franklin babysitting my children. I'll just be flat out. Right? I don't want him as a neighbor, okay? But
right.
but as a football coach, he has clearly elevated the level of that program. They have beaten everybody they're supposed to beat, which is actually the first accomplishment of a good team and a good sign of good coaching. And what he hasn't been able to do is he hasn't been able to beat the Michigans and the Ohio States of the world. But guess what? Nobody else has either. And I would suggest that, you know, the reason they haven't been able to beat those teams is they haven't been quite as good as them. They've come close. But, I mean, it's worth noting that, you know, cheating or not, Michigan won the national championship 2 years ago. Ohio State won the national championship last year. These are the only teams he's losing to. And I think he keeps getting closer and closer. But, yeah, I mean, I think this is a big game, and you have it at home. Yeah, I would agree with that sentiment.
Yeah, so, I mean, like you said, he's beaten the ones they're supposed to, 3.5-point favorites. You got to get it done. And I think both he and Cristobal would be served well if they just kind of let it fly. Be a little bit more aggressive. Don't. I feel like sometimes they can get too conservative, and – whereas you look at guys like Ryan Day, you know, you mentioned Ohio State, they're playing with house money almost. They're being aggressive. They're making the play calls that they need to make. They're not, oh, I got a lead, let me just try and clamp down, halfback dive into the line. It's none of that. So,
but a year ago, Jason, a year ago they were saying the same things about Ryan Day. You know, it was actually the middle of the season. The end of the season was the Michigan game, and they're saying the exact same things. Fire Ryan Day. You know, he's a bum. You know, and so I think that if you have a team that's near the listen, I think it's harder to win a national championship than ever before. I think it's obvious with 12-team playoff. I think it's more difficult. I think that's part of why Nick Saban checked out. But I think it's harder to win than ever before. And only one team can win. And I think the idea is to have your team in that mix, and then hopefully something goes right for you. You know, I would say this. You know, Franklin didn't lose to Notre Dame last year. If anything, Drew Aller lost to Notre Dame. You know, the game plan, the offensive game plan, I thought was brilliant, and I thought Singleton and Allen were terrific in that game. And I just think Drew Aller missed some throws that he just can't make if they're going to get over the top. But, yeah, this is another opportunity. I came into this season thinking this, Jason, on this game. I thought Penn State probably has the best offensive line in America, and I thought with Singleton and Allen, I just thought they looked a lot like Michigan did 2 years ago when they won the South. I thought they were going to be too physical for everybody else. I mean, when we last saw Penn State and Oregon, Penn State's mistake in losing that game in the Big Ten Championship was they didn't just run every time. Oregon stopped no run at all. Singleton and Allen averaged 10 yards a carry. 10 yards a carry. And they lost.
Not bad.
Right. And they found a way to lose 45-38. And I think they threw it too much. Now, this start of the year has me a little confused because they've not run the ball like I thought they would. In the Nevada game, they're blocking. The game one, again, their blocking was atrocious. You know, they're running these duo blocks, and they never got to the second level. And Nevada linebackers are making plays at the line of scrimmage. I mean, Nick Singleton rushed for 19 yards against Nevada. Or maybe it was less than that. It was something like that. And the two of them combined rushed for 60-something. Now, they seem to be getting it going again. So we're going to find out whether they can do that. Because I think whether Penn State can run the ball with great efficiency against Oregon is still ultimately going to determine whether they win this game or not.
Agreed wholeheartedly. I can't wait for this weekend. I love college football. And it's just really going to be a monster weekend.
Yeah, absolutely awesome. Hey, Jason, great conversation. Great idea. I'm really glad you came up with the notion of putting a competing poll out there that will be better and more efficient than any of the polls that are out there. It's Pipeline. You can find them on Twitter at @Pipeline_. And they do great work. That's where you can find the polls. And, of course, we'll be retweeting them in our various sites. That's we being the voters. Jason, great conversation. Thank you.
Pleasure as always, Walt. Appreciate
awesome.
It.
Awesome stuff. Yep, really good conversation. And, you know, and I think that it's pretty clear that we are offering you the best in the business in terms of analysis and such. I don't think you're going to get this anywhere else. Mike and Anderson. Mike, how are you, Mike? I appreciate you hanging in there for us.
Yes, sir. Doing well, Walt. You'll find my call very boring after the high-level conversation you and Jason do just have. But I've been trying to get in all week, and this is the first time I've been able to.
Thank you.
Not going to rehash the Tigers season like you asked yesterday, but I did have a question that pertains to the program that I have asked of Quack, and I've asked of Mickey, and when I have an important question, nothing wrong with their answers. When I have an important question, or I consider it important, I like to get as many comments as I can from different hosts. So I had a football question for you, if you'll allow me.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike.
Okay. All right. You have talked, I won't say at length, but you've brought up the transfer portal several times this week, and I think you made the comment, as I remember it, and I can't do it verbatim, but Dabo has to hit the transfer portal harder than he ever has, and I think you made an analogy. If you have two teams with equal talent and another team, one of those teams has six or seven transfer portal players, the transfer portal team is probably going to win the game. Didn't you say something to that effect?
Yeah, it was something to that effect.
Okay. Yep. Okay. And so Mickey and Kwok, I think, are pretty close in agreement with you. They're saying six or seven players. Now, my question is, number one.
By the way, I've said eight, so.
Oh, okay, eight. Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay.
That's what
I
said,
missed
yeah.
it, but I listen to so much sports talk. It's hard to keep up with, Walt. But anyway, so let's say they do hit the transfer portal heavier than they ever have. If you look at the landscape of college football now, NIL, of course, the money that's being spent, Ohio State and Georgia, they got enough money that they can still attract top-flight recruits. I don't think the Tigers can say that now. I think they can get a top 15, top 12 maybe. Can the Tigers afford to go heavy in the transfer portal and get really good players? Because if you look at the, again, landscape of college football, narrative alert, a lot of these players, the ones that are supposed to be really good, they're not making probably as much money as their respective coordinators, but some of these guys are making more money than some of the lower tier coaches on the staff, Walt. And I just wonder, based on what you know, can the Tigers compete in that field? And I'll hang up and listen, and thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Mike.
Walt.
Always appreciate your calls and contributions. I think Clemson's not poor by any means. I think Clemson 100% can compete in the NIL market. Here's the other thing. I'm not necessarily saying you have to go get the nation's best quarterback, all right? The priciest quarterback. I'm saying that you can find guys that benefit your program, like Will Held. Okay, let me tell you something. At one point, and I thought these rankings were ridiculous, 247 on three, I don't know who was doing it. I don't remember what the numbers were, all right, specifically. But at one point, they had Will Held ranked like number 250, one of those organizations. Then he started to gradually climb. But at one point, they had him like player 250. And even at the end, I think he was like 120 or something. So the 120th best player, allegedly, obviously he was way better than that. These are not correct. They were not good from an analysis standpoint. I actually thought their analysis of the portal players was borderline sinful, just terrible. I didn't think it was good at all. But I will acknowledge, I think that's a hard job, all right? And there are a lot of different names, and so I think there's a difficulty associated with it. But in other words, Will Held was a player who, you know, I don't know where you would have evaluated him, where you actually would have ranked him, but he was way better than any of the rankings suggested. And he certainly wasn't anywhere near the most pricey players that were available. And yet, Will Held has been a terrific addition to Clemson's football team, right? So what I'm saying to you, Mike, is you don't necessarily have to go get the $10 million guy. That's not necessarily what you need. What you need is more challenges, positional challenges to the existing hierarchy. And I think you can go out and find a bunch of Will Held level guys that can really help your program. And then maybe you go and get a splash guy or two. Maybe that's how it works. That's how I would approach it. I think there are enough guys out there that you can find to really build and challenge your existing players with. And I think it seems obvious to me after this season that the guys that Dabo Swinney has always wanted to protect his high school recruits, and I think that's noble. And I think in a utopian world, that's what you want to do. I think the problem is the fail this year is that the very guys that he tried to protect, they let him down. And he won't say that, but I will. I think that's been the reality of this situation. And therefore, I don't think they need protecting anymore. I think it's time to open it up to competition. I just think that's the way it has to be now. I don't think you can have this again. And so that's what I would expect going forward. I also revert back to my longtime claim that all Clemson needs is 7 to 15 recruiting classes as long as you have the same recipe that won two national championships, you have an elite quarterback. And you know, again, that drags in the people who say, oh, well, Dabo can't win without an elite quarterback. No crap. Neither can anybody else. Walt Tiptula Road Rage will be back.
Hey, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. Jerry, the Beacon opened back in 1946. How many years have we been serving great food at great prices?
Hey, Plante!
70 years. How many folks are we still serving every week?
Hey, Plante!
Well, like you always say, I like my job, but I love my customers. But can you say something other than hey, Plante?
Call it!
Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John White Boulevard in Spartanburg, where the food is still always good since 1946.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
When you're on the water, peace of mind is priceless. Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi offer memberships starting at just $109 a year for freshwater services like towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat recovery, and more. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com.
Join us live at Trammell & Mills Law Firm in Anderson on Wednesday, October 1st for the kickoff to Tigers for Tatas. The Mickey Filer Show starts at 6, followed by Facts on Sports at 9. All proceeds from merchandise sales go to Dabo's All-In Team Foundation. See you there.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Mail is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Mail today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Mail, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMail.com.
Ready to hit the trail? Start with protection that's as tough as the terrain. Rhino Linings of Greenville, now at Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters in Simpsonville.
Spray-on bed liners, rock-solid durability. And while you're here, gear up with lift kits, wheels, lighting, racks, and more.
From overland rigs to weekend warriors, Odyssey has the gear and the know-how to outfit your ride right.
Rhino tough, trail ready, all under one roof.
Visit OdysseyVehiclesOutfitters.com and get Rhino tough today.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact at longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit GoYoders.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want to boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Turn things all the way up and find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want to boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Turn things all the way up and find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Dexter said, Dexter 706 says, literally just downloaded Underdog Wallet. Been tempted all season, but just did it. Don't let me down with the picks, Walt. Don't want my wife to be mad at both of us. Love the show. Thank you. Thank you, Dexter. I appreciate that. People love the football conversation. There's going to be a lot more football conversation. We're going to go through the whole slate of games and break every game down, including, I think, the game of the weekend, which is Penn State-Oregon, Happy Valley. We'll give you a detailed breakdown of that game. Everything that you need to possibly – everything you could possibly want or need to know about that football game in terms of how it is likely to play out. Cliff in Spartanburg. Cliff, good to have you as always. Cliff? Oh, Cliff.
Hey, Walt. How are you?
Hey, good, Cliff. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, appreciate you having me. What a great conversation, too, with the guy from...
Thank you.
It's Pipeline with a Y? Is
yeah,
that right?
Pipeline with a Y, yep.
Yeah, I've seen their stuff on social media. They're light years ahead of, what's it called, PFF?
Yeah. Yeah, PFF, the organization of 16 to 18-year-olds. Who grade players?
The alleged film watchers, right?
That's right.
They watch film, yeah, they grade every player.
Yeah, yeah. They couldn't pass one whiteboard class of any sort, any time, and their work is just an atrocity, as we've said for years, just absolute embarrassment. And you know, and I give you an example today of the kind of thing you get. You know, it was the Klubnik pass to Wesco against Syracuse for a touchdown, and there's a Clemson website that said, you know, Klubnik throws a dime. This is the headline: a dime. The ball was woefully underthrown and even more woefully late. It was not a good throw. It came from a completely clean pocket. It's just the offensive line. Completely clean pocket on a vertical throw, which proves that most of the rest of what you've heard is total garbage. This is a vertical throw with a completely clean pocket. The Q's brought a corner fire that Randall picked up the corner fire to an extent. It wasn't a great job there. But the ball was already released, and honestly, it was still released way too late. Again, Wesco had to create all sorts of contact with the DB to come back and wait for the ball. He could have fair caught that ball. I mean, it was that badly underthrown. And I'm 100% positive that when the people when the 18-year-olds from PFF grade that film, they're grading Clay Klubnik to the positive and other elements to the negative, because they have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah, it's almost easier to be an imposter nowadays.
Yes,
you know, the way that people aggregate data and just recycle other people's thoughts.
Yep.
And
100%.
But anyway, well,
in fact, Cliff, that's as well put as I've ever heard that. I like that. I might steal that. Yep. Thank you.
Well, going against that grain, the two teams we talked about offline, you know, in basketball, and whatever you're using, KenPom, there's multiple ways to kind of measure offensive and defense efficiency. But, you know, for years we've talked about finding Final Four teams that are top 20 in both offense and defense efficiency, right? And simple logic, if your offense isn't hitting shots, you have a nationally elite defense that will win you that ball game, and vice versa. And, you know, I've always gone off yards per play. I don't really put much relevance in points and things, unpredictable things like turnovers. But, you know, yards per play, there's two teams right now in the top 25 in the country in pass yards per play and rush yards per play on both offense and defense. So they're not skewed with a great passing game or great rushing game or vice versa on either side of the ball. One of them's Texas Tech. You know, and you mentioned playing with a backup quarterback for the near future. And the other one is Vanderbilt, who, you know, this week, while they're playing Utah State, they're a 22-point favorite. I think if their jerseys had Florida or Alabama on the front of them, they'd be a 40-point favorite in this type of game. And so until proven otherwise, Walt, I mean, those are kind of two teams that aren't top 10 teams. You know, not getting a ton of love. Obviously, a lot of schedule to play out here. But both teams have had decent schedules compared to others. How do you feel about those two teams kind of as playoff contenders and, again, teams outside of the top 10 that, you know, seem to find their way in by the end of the season?
Yeah, look, I think right now, Cliff, I think Texas Tech is probably the favorite to win the Big 12. I do think that there's – a lot of competition at the top of that league. It's going to be really interesting to watch, but I don't think any team in the Big 12 has looked as good on both sides, which you just pointed out statistically. I don't think any team has looked as good as Texas Tech has. So now the Vanderbilt thing is even more interesting in a way, because again, you're the forgotten school in a league that has just endless money and spends it. And you are not supposed to in any way, shape, or form be able to compete. And yet, here they are. And they've looked really good. They were good last year. You know, we ignored things with them. Now, they returned basically everybody. You know, you have an All-American caliber tight end in Stowers. You have you have an ultimate college leader in Diego Pavia. He basically refuses to lose. And because he has that personality, his team believes in it. And it doesn't even matter whether he produces the stats. I mean, this guy says outrageous things, and then he goes and backs them up, you know, which is really something. I mean, again, he beat Alabama last year. He nearly beat Texas. And they're clearly better this year. You know, that defense was good last year, and people ignored it. And they brought that whole defense back. I mean, you know, I don't remember the exact number, but that defense gave up like 21 points a game last year, something of that sort. And they
I think what's impressive them is first of all replacing James Franklin, right? At a school like that, you lose that caliber coach, and that's usually the death knell. But you know, Lee's done an amazing job. You mentioned all the experience.
An insane job. Yeah. I don't think we said that. You know, I said that once a few weeks ago, and I don't think I've said it enough, and you're 100% right. Clark Lee at Vanderbilt, you talk about great coaching jobs. This dude is at Vanderbilt. What are we – I mean, where do we have them? We have them like 15 or 14. They're 14 in our poll. This guy has Vanderbilt 14.
Yeah, and arguably better than any of Franklin's teams, it may pan out. But, you know, they bring all that back. Well, they have such a unique run scheme, and they're explosive. They have some explosive backs right now. And, you know, again, on paper, the schedule looks like death, but you mentioned they beat Alabama last year. They almost beat Texas. They have both those teams. I mean, if they sneak those two games, LSU doesn't look unbeatable. Oklahoma may be without their quarterback. You know, if they can survive that stretch with two losses, I mean, I think not only are they in the playoffs, they're pretty dangerous if they stay healthy.
You know what? If you'd asked me before the year, I would have said, I like this team. I played them to go over their total. But their total, Cliff, was 4.5, or with a different payout, 5.5. That was the range on their win total. You know, the stretch of games you just detailed, given the condition of those teams right now, those games are all winnable for Vanderbilt. They're all winnable.
Yep. And I want to say, I could be wrong here, I want to say the first up for them is Alabama coming off the road game to Georgia. So, I mean, as far as spots, that looks like a ripe spot. So I'll jump off air, Walt, but you mentioned Texas Tech playing the backup quarterback. He's got some juice, right?
Yes.
They're still pretty live with the backup.
100%. Will Hammond looked terrific. And again, he sort of has this Pavia attitude where it's like he was waiting desperately for his chance because he thinks he's better than Baron Morton. And he played with astonishing level of confidence coming in a competitive game. He was terrific. So, you know, they're in a really good situation with either one of those guys, and the rest of that team looks really good.
Yeah, that to me is a sign of a confident locker room.
Yep.
You know, loaded with studs. When a young backup can come in there and show that kind of confidence, that means he knows he's got some dudes around him. So great talking to you, Walt.
See you there, Cliff. Well done. Yeah, great conversation. I'm coming to you guys on the phones. Don't move. It's Revere and then James. You can get in if you want all the college football conversation. Let me tell you about Twin Peaks, where you can go and watch all the college football games in a place that there's nothing similar to. Beautiful women, scenic views. It's all at Twin Peaks. You're a college football fan. You're watching baseball down the stretch. Blah. No, you're a college football fan. I'm just talking about my Mets. You're watching baseball down the stretch, NFL, boxing, UFC. Trust me, Twin Peaks has it all. 80 high definition monitors. There's not a bad seat in the house. Right now, what we have coming up is we have Sam Adams' October Steinhoisting. The last one of those is tomorrow. Raise your glass to the start of Oktoberfest. Keep it raised for our authentic Steinhoisting competition. Join in on Fridays in September. That's tomorrow at 6 p.m. for a chance to win weekly prizes and awesome Sam Adams swag. You'll want to be there for that. Trust me, like I said, there's no place like Twin Peaks. 28-degree draft beer, giant man-sized mugs. If you're a bourbon connoisseur, they've got you completely covered. Tequila, if you're a tequila connoisseur, they've got you completely covered. It's Twin Peaks. It's the ultimate destination for any sports fan. Get out there. I promise you will thank me later. And the biggest surprise of Twin Peaks, the food. The food is outstanding, absolutely incredible. It doesn't matter what you get. Scratch-made kitchen, scratch-made food. People ask me all the time, Walt, what should I get? It doesn't matter. It's all great. It's the biggest singular shock of Twin Peaks, trust me when I tell you. So there is no place like Twin Peaks for a sports fan. Get there. You'll thank me later. All right, quick break.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale, along with all new merchandise. Every purchase stays in the upstate for breast cancer prevention and the fight against cancer. But we need your help to make this year's auction our biggest ever. We're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a unique experience or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible and will make a huge difference. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Jeff Carey here from Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries. Bring your home to life at the Upstate's premier gallery of recliners, mattresses, sofas, and more. Our staff has a combined nearly century of experience and are ready to help get you the comfort you need. With the brand names you trust, like Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, Flexsteel, and more, plus special financing, it's never been easier. Life is short. Put your feet up at Sit & Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries, Highway 123 Bypass in Easley.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
Danny Ford here from my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
At Toyota of Easley, it's the Clear the Lot sales event going on now. All 2025 models must go before the 2026 models arrive. Now is the time to get your best deal with great rates and discounts on all remaining 2025 Toyota Camrys, Corollas, or RAV4s. Hurry in to get the best selection of colors and amenities. Visit toyotaofeasley.com and pick out the vehicle you want. Then call to make an appointment or visit us at 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway and experience exceptional customer service for your new ride home.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
The only place for sports talk in the upstate is right here, every day. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Lisa says, sounds like you did a good job, and that's Jason from Pipeline in assembling it. She's always concerned about bias in polls. To my knowledge, Alicia, and I can't be 100% certain of this, really, I speak mainly for myself, but I have seen the other outlets, and And I think we're going to be a pretty bias-free zone. So I think you're going to get honest appraisals. And I'm sort of glad that it isn't the number of voters isn't expanded and watered down. I hope it doesn't get to that. I mean, I could see them adding a few more maybe, and they've had lots of requests. But it sounds like we're going to be pretty diligent in making those kind of evaluations as to who's a part of this. So, I think you're going to get true, legitimate football analysis. And I think we're off to a good start. As I said, I think from our standpoint, we'll have more data points to work with moving forward. And I expect it's going to be good stuff. And I think clearly there's some flaws out there in the rest of this process, nationwide, I mean. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for years, months. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew. That's no Gouda. Contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. That's worse, Gouda. That's no good at all. You don't want your kids breathing moldy air. You don't want to breathe moldy air. But that's a byproduct of having moisture issues. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialist, your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks are not going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing is available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. Call 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com. CANTEY, CantyCanFixIt.com. To the phones, it is Revere, James, and T. Revere, good to have you again. Revere, thank you for getting in.
Thanks, Walt. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely.
Got a couple things for you. First one, I wanted to shout out Jason from Pipeline for the Jared Zabransky reference. I'm a Boise guy. I moved here about 5 years ago, and that was a blast from the past. So thank you, Jason.
There you go.
And
So Revere, as a Boise guy, do you think Kellen Moore was the greatest college quarterback in the history of the planet?
Oh, in the history of the planet, that's tough to say, but I think he's got a bright coaching career in front of him.
Well, look, as a college quarterback, I think he was 50-2.
As a college quarterback, he may be the best of all time.
Yeah, I think he was 50-2, and the two games he lost, he should have won. And he destroyed Georgia in Atlanta.
Very true. I remember that game, but to reference some of the comments from yesterday, he did play cupcake teams for a lot of those 54 games or 52 games.
Maybe, but Georgia and Atlanta is not a cupcake team.
No.
He destroyed them. He was an incredible college quarterback. Absolutely. He's one of the best I've ever seen, ever. Again, his traits did not translate to the NFL because the NFL is a trait league. He wasn't big enough, strong enough, fast enough, big enough arm, but he certainly can convey his message. So I hope it works out for him as a coach.
All right. Well, what I got for you today, Vegas currently got Clemson season win total at 6.5.
Wow.
Are you taking the over or under as of today? Eight games left, so
I think probably the under. I think Clemson looks like a 6-6 team to me. I think it'll be close to that, but as of now, I would say that Clemson looks like sort of a 6-6 team.
Got it. So at 6-6, who do you have them losing to 3 games out of the 8?
Yeah, I don't have that, Revere, because right, quite honestly, to this point, they could be 0-4, and they would have lost to Troy. So, I mean, I think that if they continue to play like this, they're capable of losing to anybody, maybe anybody not named North Carolina. But I don't think they're beating Florida State, and I don't think they're winning at Louisville. So there's 2 losses. If they don't win at South Carolina, that'll be the 3rd time they've lost to South Carolina. So you know, I think that all of that's on the table. But I mean, I think right now, two that I would sort of write in pen is I don't think they're beating Florida State, and I don't think they're winning at Louisville. And I don't think Louisville's that good, but I think they're good enough to win at home against Clemson right now.
All right. And who do you got between Texas Christian and Arizona State tomorrow night?
I love this game. This game didn't actually make our contest. I mean, the contest was chock full of good games. So this was just another game. I'm sure that it was considered. I'm really looking forward to this game. I think, you know, this may set up the other leading contender to Texas Tech. BYU's in that mix too, but I'm leaning Arizona State for a couple of internal factors that I'll get to a little bit later. But you know, the quarterback Sam Leavitt is going to have to play better than he's played to date.
Yep. All right. Well, and the last thing I got for you is I heard your comment about you wouldn't let Franklin babysit your kids.
Yeah.
And I would not either, and that's not a personal knock on Franklin, but that's a knock on Pennsylvania State University.
I got you. I don't think that has anything to do with James Franklin. I did not like the things that happened at Vanderbilt under James Franklin's direction. And I said, if I had kids, I wouldn't let them babysit my kids. But, you know, honestly, Ramona, there probably aren't many coaches I'd want babysitting kids.
I mean, that is something to think about.
Yeah.
They're not really good babysitters.
Yeah. Can you imagine Nick Saban babysitting your kids? you guarantee
they would probably like it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Did you see the commercial with – oh, you know what? Speaking of commercials, I don't know why. I haven't heard anybody mention this. I have no idea why. And James and Tia come right to you. Ramona, there is an Allstate commercial right now, all right, that has a dude who is stealing the cotton candy from a little kid sitting in. The dude is sitting in the stands right behind these parents and this little kid, and he is stealing the kid's cotton candy. He is eating it. But that's not the real highlight of the commercial. The highlight is they put dude Ramona in a Michigan jersey. The dude they have stealing the cotton candy is in a Michigan jersey. And every time I see this commercial, you people must know this commercial. I don't know why no one's mentioned this, because I've been meaning to mention this for weeks and it just came to me right now. But Michigan has been accused of cheating and all this scandalous behavior over and over and over again. And I can't help but think that this was not an accidental choice by Allstate. That you know, when Allstate wanted a villain, the immediately came to mind in this advertising campaign, let's put dude in a Michigan jersey. It's got to be.
It has to be. It sounds like it could be intentional.
Right. It can't be intentional, because Ohio State won the national championship last year. Michigan won 2 years ago. So if they were going to look for like a national champion, they would have chosen Ohio State. I think they intentionally chose Michigan because of like the national view of Michigan. They wanted a bad guy. They wanted a bad guy, so they put dude in a Michigan jersey. Man, you talk about rubbing it in. I mean, and I honestly, I laughed my a off when I first saw this commercial and I saw the dude in a Michigan jersey stealing cotton candy. You people had to have seen this commercial. Let me know. Let me know in the text line and elsewhere, because that was my first thought. It would be wild if it was an accident. I don't really believe in coincidences, and I don't believe this was a coincidence. I think Allstate read the room. I think Allstate read the room, looked around the nation, and said, "Man, what's the most villainous program in the nation right now?" And they all said, "Michigan." Yeah, so let's put cotton candy stealing dude in a Michigan jersey. Yes, James, how are you?
Hey there, Walt. Thanks for getting me in. Absolutely. Hope you've had a great day.
Yeah, thank you, James. Appreciate you getting me.
Just wanted to say I absolutely, absolutely, absolutely love, love, love Underdog. Appreciate you promoting it. I've only been in for a couple weeks. I think you remember me calling a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And asking you kind of like what the process was.
Yeah,
ever since I got in, Yeah, ever since I got in, I absolutely love playing underdog. So I wanted to run a few picks by you tonight about with the game and get your opinion on them. See what you would do. See if you're okay with them.
Yep.
So I took Jackson Smith and Jigba to go higher than 84.5 receiving yards. Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, Smith and Jigba has really come on the last year plus now, and that offense is clicking. I mean, everything about that team is clicking. That's actually the team we need to spend more time talking about.
The Seahawks?
Yeah, the Seahawks.
Sir.
Yeah.
I also took Marvin Harrison Jr. to go higher than 47.5 receiving yards. Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think Marvin Harrison is starting to get better and better. I think he's finally starting to find his groove. So, and that's a fairly low number.
Then they got Torrey Horton to go higher than 26.5 receiving yards. I picked him to go higher.
Okay, I could see that.
Sam Darnold, they got going higher or lower than 227.5 passing yards. And I took him to go higher. Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, Darnold's on fire. I mean, Darnold. Everything to do with Seattle, it's all on fire right now. I mean, they look legitimate. They're like I said, they're the team we need to talk more about.
Okay, and then there's two more, and I'm trying to decide if I just don't want to worry about them. Kyler Murray, they either had him to go higher or lower than 28.5 rushing yards. I don't know if I'm going to go with those. Would you just stay away from that, or would you?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure about Kyler Murray yet, and you know that offense isn't fully functioning to the level that I thought it might. I might just stay away from that.
And then Cooper Kupp, this is self-explanatory because you said everything with Seattle's clicking right now. They've got him to go higher or lower than 41.5 receiving yards, and I haven't touched it yet. But if I would have made a pick, I probably would have picked him to go higher.
Yeah, that would make sense to me too. Because again, when the quarterback is clicking, the offense is clicking, the wide receiver is clicking, that's how you produce the numbers. I think just as a trend, as a operating method when you're on underdog, I think that's one of the things that people need to be looking for, like even in college football. In other words, if I think that a game is going to be high scoring and that one offense is good and I like a quarterback and I like the receivers, then you want to take the quarterback and the receivers. Now you're going to mix in somebody from another team, but that has served me pretty well with that philosophy. So if I think a game is going to be an offensive game and I have a quarterback and multiple receivers I like, you take them all.
Another philosophy I know that I've heard you speak about before is sometimes it's not necessary to go more picks, but maybe less picks.
Right.
I've been burned a few times because I'm like, oh, six picks.
Yeah.
I can win such and such money.
Yeah, I would stay away from that in general. Hey, good job, James. I got to run. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
The Tigers don't start the season without practice, and neither should your HVAC system. Get the Blue Ridge Heating and Air Tiger Tune-Up Special now and save over $100.